Clench your ass for me. Feel it. Feel the toy moving in and out. Vibrate your wrist and rub it against all the little spots that stimulate you. There are many spots in there that can feel good, and most of them are within an inch or two of the entrance. Normally, we think you have to go deep to feel good, but it's okay to pull the toy out and explore the parts near the very entrance, just as narrow inside as you can get. Right at the entrance can make your whole body feels so good, and you feel the connection to me. You feel my mind and my reminder that I had you putting a toy in there, teasing in there. You feel me close to you and my voice inside your head, and you know I feel good when I think of you learning how to pleasure your ass, learning to train your own butt and feel pleasure for me. Focus only there. Think only of your ass. Only of the entrance and the way the toy is teasing just inside. Rub all around the rim in slow circles, and you'll start to really feel how the stretching of your ass adds a warm, erotic need to your whole body. It really starts to make you tense up and tingle. There are little reward sensors all around that hole, so when you tease them, your brain gets rewarded. Rewarded with more pleasure and rewarded with me feeling good. Now there are some deeper spots on the front wall of your body. Explore those now, but keep clenching your ass with your new awareness of the reward sensors around the base. Keep clenching it with your new awareness of how it can make your brain feel good. Rub the front of your body and find a spot that feels better than any others, that makes you want to grasp and give in. A spot where if you rub it, you're not sure you can hold on to your mind. You're not sure you can keep being a normal person when you're rubbing that spot. That spot makes you just focused on your ass, intensely on your ass. Your entire brain and body focused on that one spot inside of your butt where you squeeze and clench and learn. Your body's learning. You still remember how it feels good around the entrance to your ass, so you clench around the toy. Even though your goal is to hit that deeper spot, you're still working the entry hole all around it, squeezing constantly, rhythmically. Squeeze, 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 relax. Squeeze, 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 relax. Touching that deeper spot that makes it hard to think. It makes you a fuzzy, empty extension of your own needy, hungry, squeezing a hole around the toy. The whole of your body is tied up there. The only part that exists is the hole's pleasure. Your brain is getting hit with pleasure signals. You didn't know there were so many places back there that could train you, could condition you to obey. Your ass is squeezing. You found the spot. Rub into it intensely. Rub into it and feel how it makes you feel, like maybe this is too intense, like your whole mind is leaking, your whole body's leaking, your butt is taking control as you fill it with the toy for me. This is an action done for me, for my intention, my pleasure, my attention, us connected. Oh, imagine that I can feel when you move the toy deep and find that special spot, when you focus in on it to the exclusion of all other thoughts, focusing in deep and hard and hot and intense. Your whole brain is just leaking out of you because that spot is getting stronger the more you're trained to it, the more you learn to detect it, just like learning to detect the pleasure at the entrance, the more intense it gets. Because it's wired into the rest of your systems. Stimulating that one spot in your ass can make your whole mind come. A warm, drooling mindgasm that takes you away from yourself and conditions you. You will submit. You'll clench your ass and feel more and more. You love to submit and give in. Love to feel your whole controlling you. Find the spot and rub on it in little circles. Rubbing, rubbing, rubbing. teasing. When you find it like that, your brain starts to get fuzzy. Can't really think. All you can do is work your hole. Work that mind-controlling hole between your cheeks, teased with the toy, spreading you out, training you deep, and you're thinking of me and the pleasure I feel the whole time that your hole is being worked, tormented. You are doing an act of devoted submission, an act of worship at the altar of my desires. I want you to feel this. I want you to train it until having your butt filled makes you feel subservient, submissive, makes you give in. You find the spot, and when you rub it, it conditions you to fetishize your ass. Think about that tight hole. Think about how it's the seat of all your sexy pleasure right now. You obey that hole. It's telling you to find the spot. Your own needy hole is telling you to make yourself come by rubbing and teasing and teaching. You're instructing your brain to submit to me. You're making it kneel to me when you do this, but you don't know anything about that. You just know about how good your hole feels, how new lessons are pouring into your brain, and how it's turning me on, making me hot and horny. When you torment your hole until you lose control and come, until your poor needy butt squeezes the little entrance, squeezes the deep inside spot. Everything in your mind is focused around the toy in your ass and your mind leaking out of you. There's an empty hole there that needs to be filled. Needs to be filled with the climax that only your butt and that toy can give you. And they are acts of devotion and worship, acts of submission to me. Submit completely. You will have surrendered completely in the moment when your ass takes over and you come harder than you can imagine. In the moment when your poor little hole squeezes and you spasm across the border. Just like that, when you feel yourself giving in and you just feel like it's the most natural thing in the world to slowly fuck your hole for me, to devote your entire being to one masturbatory act, a toy moving in and out, my mind moving in and out, leaving your mind and your butt fucked and stretched and claimed, all of you so full, your brain's full of me, your butt's full of the toy, it feels good, it's teaching you. You're getting more sensitive. The more you learn about that spot, the more your whole body is attuned to it. It's like a switch that can be flicked and it makes you give in, makes you subservient. You want to serve. You want to be claimed. You want to worship and, in turn, be able to make your body feel these divine pleasures. Masturbating your ass, working it with the toy again and again, motions and simplicity, but in that simplicity is the awareness that you are mine and connected to me, a connection where I feel pleasure when you're out there doing these acts of self-pleasuring, manipulation, and instruction, where when you are teasing your whole body for me, when you're teaching your whole body by focusing in on one narrow type of stimulation, I really derive pleasure. It's just such a focused state of mind, and you are connected to the vault of my pleasures, my fantasies, my desires about you. We together are able to feel them more, able to feel them more. You slide, you follow, you obey, you serve, you learn. Fill your ass, tease it with the toy, find the spot inside that teaches you the most, that makes you closest to just coming your mind out. You're in that kind of place, that kind of feeling, that kind of submissive lesson and instruction. Fall under my gaze, under my grasp, within my grasp. You feel pleasure and so do I. We together share this sensation. We together give you more. You are devoted. You are enthralled. Kneel and submit and serve and fill and fuck and stretch your rear a little, the way I would stretch your mind, fucking it with my words, claiming you across the boundary, us together connected across the distance, you experiencing a small piece of a crafted experience I've put out there. You are the other participant in the show. You are the audience which observes and by which my creative work is given function and form and reality. You learn about the reality of my work, my word, my guidance, my direction, when you fill yourself and submit to the way your body feels, masturbating, teasing, teaching, claiming your own mind. You are on a path, a path that has at the other end a complete connection to me, learning my nature, my desire, what I'm like when I'm horny, how I feel good, helps you know what you're like when you're horny, how you will feel good, and we together will push those buttons, push those boundaries, find the place you are most comfortable being yourself. But right now, what you're doing is teasing and training, moving a toy in and out of your ass, which creates connections in your brain that fetishize fucking and filling and training your rear. Your mind follows along with me. You learn more about how your body's able to feel while offering up your devotion as a serving, submissive offering to me. And that's what it is. You are here creating an offering of performance. You performing the small ritual of teasing and filling your ass, of masturbating your rear while thinking of me and getting off from the thoughts, thinking of me feeling some echo of the pleasure of your good intentions sent across the wavelength, across the connection between us, and in that moment you would believe it, that you can make me feel a pleasure and a completeness, a pleasure and an absolute desire that you have barely begun to understand, but now cannot escape. Pleasure rising, mounting, devoted, dedicated, enthralled, contained, confined, trained, brought in my grasp and under my dominion. You follow me, and we together give you what you need, what you've always needed. Rigid, firm, dominant control, you pinned. Imagine the hands on your toy are no longer entirely your own. Now they are mine, and they are moving, and I am teasing and thrusting it in and out, teasing your brain, letting you collapse into pleasured thrall, into vibratory bliss. You fall under me and for me. You are obedient and deep. You are darkly controlled, guided, given instructions which appeal to the pleasure in your own body, and the yearning in mine. We feel that pleasure together, throb and thrall, throb and sink, throb and feel it deep inside you, echoing to the outside those waves of sweetness. You, within your entire body, know and will always know that when you do this little devotional act, when you fuck your ass slow and deep and intense, you learn all about me and about my urge for you. You become connected to me across the distance by your bond of devotion. You become blank, be blank. Blank, pet, you slide under me. You are then commanded, feel your ass squeezing intensely, feel your mind leaking out, feel how thrusting in and out of your own rear with the toy makes you pant and drool and nod along. You are drooling, you are feeling it, you are yearning for it. You want to explore what can be done to your body by your own movements of your puppeted hands, which ultimately serve me and not you. Your hands serving my intentions and goals. Your hands serving for me. You're being brought into service, brought into a place where you're allowed to perform this little devotional ritual. Make sure to feel the entrance, clenching your ass. Feel inside, find the ideal spot, and press the toy against it until your eyes roll back in your head and your whole body shakes and shudders. With it, the desire, the pleasure, the mounting need, me feeling it, I feeling pleasure across the void of the distance, and us together experiencing, wanting, learning to yearn for more, learning to teach yourself more, self-training, training yourself down, training yourself into a self-pleasuring, masturbatory, focused, mindless, dedicated altar to me. Because what you're doing is serving, worshipping through a different means, a means of pleasure where each of us feels it together, and you in your devoted state feel it more intensely, more sensitive. When you're tranced, deep down, 3, 2, 1, you already feel it more. You already feel it resound and rebound inside your head, and now you're just fucking your ass slow and deep and strong, teasing yourself. Teaching yourself, learning from me and learning across the connection between us. The more you teach yourself, the deeper it goes. And perhaps that little ritual, that small act of obedience, will eventually become an anchor that carries you deep whenever you fuck and fill and tease and toy your rear entrance. Whenever you tease in the exact way you have here, you will find yourself connected to me, and being connected to me means being tranced and deep and controlled and trained. And that training resonates from inside your head spread along the wires, down from the place where the anal focus and fetish have formed, and down into your body itself, commanding the motion of your puppeted arms, your blank, wanton brain, your constantly obedient, trained form. You are devoted and urging, and I am out here somewhere feeling pleasure, 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 and you can take pride in my feeling that way, because you have so intensely fucked your rear, and you will keep stimulating with the toy for as long as my voice continues, and when I cease my voice, you will then feel yourself come back to yourself, but with the pleasure still over all, the pall of hazy pleasure over your head, in your mind, under your skin. Pleasure. Pleasure. Obedience. Dominance. Devotion. Training. Thoughts that flow through your head make you all the more ready to learn the next lesson, with your puppeted hands never ceasing. Stimulation, training, in fetishization, obedience, devotion. Moving, teasing, thrusting the toy into yourself, even as my words shift topics, your body nonetheless obeys this powerful assignment.